You're with SBS Radio.
Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Coming up for you now is my interview with Samara Fernandez-Brown. Samara was recently named Youth of the Year at the 2021 NAIDOC Awards in recognition of her work in the Justice for Walker campaign and her advocacy on behalf of families affected by Indigenous deaths in custody. I began by asking Samara how it felt to have her years of work celebrated by an organisation such as NAIDOC.
It's quite overwhelming, to be completely honest. Like, I'm so incredibly grateful and feel so humbled. And I was so emotional yesterday with all of the love, support and congratulations that I received yesterday. I think I'm always really a bit awkward with receiving these kind of awards because of the circumstances they come from. But I suppose it's really lovely in the sense that there are people watching, I suppose, that work, because a lot of people that work in this space, as you know, don't do it for the accolades or the recognition, and we're sort of quite happy doing the work quietly and not getting that personal recognition. But I think it was just really beautiful to receive that, because you never expect it or even like want it at times.
Yeah, no one asks to be in that situation, but
no,
the work has to be done, and it's really great that you're doing it.
Yeah, thank you.
And so you're also studying a Bachelor of Psychology at the University of South Australia. I was just going to ask about the work that you do as a student support officer at the Weltiyalu Aboriginal Education Unit.
Yeah, I'm not there anymore, but I was there last year and I really enjoyed it. I think as an individual, I really enjoy like interpersonal work and supporting people in any way that I can. And I, for a while, was working with university-based students, but then I got to transfer to a unit within Weltiyalu still that worked with year 10, 11 and 12 students that were aspiring to go into university. And so it was a really nice role where I got to mentor, you know, the high school students into university and sort of talk to them about their options and potential pathways and things like that. But I think it's so important to look after and support our youth, because you know, they're our future, and we should be investing in them with such resources and time and energy, because it obviously ensures our own future. And I think we have such incredible youth coming up, and yeah, really need to look after them, and I really enjoyed that role.
So did you have anything like that for yourself before you went to uni?
No, I didn't. I think I always kind of knew that I wanted to go to uni, and I sort of always knew, I think from about year 10 or 11, that psychology was the path that I'd like to take, because I remember in class learning about mental health, and it sort of touched on the statistics around Indigenous mental health and suicide rates, particularly in the Kimberley regions, and it's just horrific. Like, it's devastating, the statistics in those regions, and knowing that our mobs sort of have the highest rates of suicide. And so I was just like, oh, I really want to do some work in that area and hopefully, you know, be able to mend those numbers slightly, you know, do the best that I can as an individual. And so I'd always known I didn't have the support to sort of get there, but I don't know, I suppose I didn't feel like I needed it as much. I think there would have been times where it would have been nice to have a bit more direction and stuff like that, but yeah, definitely different times. And I feel like it's really nice that I got to be in that process for these youth coming through.
Yeah. And I understand you're currently back home in the Northern Territory doing some more youth work there. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So I'm back temporarily, just working for WIDAC, which is a company that my great-grandmother founded a little while ago, and they sort of needed some youth workers to come up because they've sort of changed structures and they did some stuff out here. And I wasn't intending it. I thought I'd stay in Adelaide over the summer, but I was really grateful when I got the call and I was like, hey, like, can you come back and work? And I was a little bit reluctant at first because I had some things to do in Adelaide, but I think I'm really, really glad that I am back out here because I always miss home and family. And again, I think investment into youth is probably one of the most important things that we can be doing as mob or as people in general. So out here it's just a lot of fun because I get to sort of work with my family and hang out with the kids and interact in various spaces. So the youth program that we run, it has, like, you know, like sports, there's like basketball, soccer and whatnot, but we also have, you know, like colouring in sheets and numeracy workshops and literacy ones with just some like papers that we print out and work with the kids. But it's just a lot of fun and I really enjoy being able to just work with and hang out with family in that way.
So what kind of, what aged kids are you working with at the moment?
Oh, it varies vastly and it's kind of just open to anybody that wants to come through. And so you'll get like parents come through with babies, like infants that'll just come and hang out. Then you get, you know, like your reception age, your kids that are like six come through that just want to play and colour in and things like that. But then you can get, you know, like 30-year-olds and like older come through. Like, it's an open space. It's just the rec hall that people come through and hang out. It's more just obviously a space for community to come and enjoy each other and the activities that we run. So there's no particular age limit and it's always fluctuating, but I think in terms of like the people that come and love this space the most are probably around like the 5 to 10, I reckon.
Yeah, just wanting something to do.
Yeah, just, and it's so cute. You get to watch them, like, you get them a basketball, you watch them just sort of set up their own games as well, and they'll just be, like, standing in line, and they're so little, trying to, like, shoot basketball hoops, and they get them as well, which is incredible, but it's real sweet. Like, it's so nice to just sit back and watch them work out the games together and play. Like, I'm more there just to supervise and help in any way that I can, but otherwise being able to step back and watch them sort of just take that initiative and work together, it's so sweet.
Do a bit of conflict resolution when
so much. And it's like little, like, you'll get, I'll be sitting there like colouring in and someone will come over crying and be like, they didn't let me play, so I've got to go over and be like, hey, when your turn's up, you gotta share, and then it'll be fine. And then, like, 5 minutes later, you might get the same thing, but it's never long term, which is nice.
Well, thanks so much for your time.
No, well, thank you.
It's been good to talk to you.
Yeah, no, likewise.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.